Jackson Mayor Derek Dolby is up and at 'em already today. I'm sure.
Good morning, Greg. It's great to have you back.
How are you?
Not doing too bad.
Good, good.
It's been a dreary morning, but good to be on the right side of the earth, on the right side of the grass this morning.
Absolutely. Hey, the corner of Morrell and Greenwood, that's looking good.
Yeah. It was a huge blighted property. The city was able to acquire it, demolish it, and reseed it, and put some, I think, 32 or 33 new trees along there. I know a lot of people, and in fact, a couple of people just from the neighborhood have been talking about it and asking what we're doing with it. We're going to be holding on to it until a developer comes through with an idea to put something on the corner there. I know there's a nice little business nook there that has some currently operating businesses and some other vacant storefronts that are we're looking to redevelop as we kind of bring the progress out of downtown. So I think that it looks really nice, and we'll continue to hold on to it until we can figure out a way to redevelop it. But, you know, for now, nice little green space at the corner there at the intersection, especially since we just redid that whole intersection all the way up to the traffic circle. I think it looks really nice.
And you, of course, you redid the whole park area there. So that would be nice if you could get something going in there that might really boost that neighborhood a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, right across the street, I think, is a vacant laundromat. You know, while we have all the development going on downtown now, we still have future work that we're taking a look at in terms of new developers coming in and different projects that are we're exploring for different parcels around town. So the city's kind of, you know, we do have, as you know, we had a lot of residential properties that were demolished that the city owned that we're starting to really go through now and start to sell to private property owners. We have, we've probably done scores of them by now since the beginning of the year, but that's one of our strategic initiatives to start to let some of those properties go back to private use. Some of the people have come with development plans and put a garage on them to, you know, just extend their yard, have more green space, so on and so forth, but we're starting to let some of those go. This reduces our maintenance costs and helps put properties back onto the tax rolls, and so too do we have vacant commercial properties now. So that's a good example of a vacant commercial property that's redevelopment ready, and you know, hopefully we'll have, we do have a lot of, as I said, developers that are interested in different city parcels around town. I think that's a very attractive spot for future development.
Is that something, Derek, the city manager can jump into on his own, or does he wait for a really direction from the council?
He works on stuff individually. I've worked on stuff individually with some developers. I'm sure some of the other council members have conversations individually with different business owners and are putting different ideas together for different properties around town, but largely that stuff all ends up in the city manager's hands and then comes before council and goes through a process inside of the city hall to come up with a development deal. So the residential properties are a little bit easier where those go directly to our assistant, to the city manager, Amber Clark, and she handles the sale of the residential parcels. So But yeah, it really is a team effort. I talked to Jonathan now that he's the city manager.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to Jonathan a lot over the past couple of weeks, talking about different interests in different properties, talking about the Vermeulen building and how we can make that possible, and then how we can get the incubator there going, working with different partners, and the sale of some of the other city properties that are no longer used. So I think, we got there's while we've been hit by COVID and hurt by the pandemic, I think there's still a lot of excitement and opportunity in the city of Jackson.
Yeah, while you mention that, Derek, what is there an update on that Vermeulen's building with the School of the Arts? What's going on there?
Yeah, so we're I would say there isn't much of an update yet. We're close on working with some out-of-town developers to potentially acquire that property, and possibly we're trying to figure out now if we were to sell the building or to condo out certain, how much of the building we could sell and for how much, and sell or lease, and then how much of that building we can preserve for this kitchen incubator and food industry, food market incubator idea that we've been talking about. So, we're still in the early stages of that. I know we got a lot of stuff that we're working on around COVID. We've been hurt a little bit with the effects of COVID on our budget and on our staffing. And I think, come after Labor Day here, we're going to be continuing to take another assessment of where we're at with the budget and what changes need to be made. I think it's certainly going to help with the extra $300 coming from the federal government to help with unemployment. But we're continuing to take a look at that and see what we need to do to make sure that our finances are right. So it has slowed some operations to some degree, but it certainly, I think that with Jonathan and the city staff, they've done a really tremendous job in continuing to come together around some of these projects and make sure that the work still gets done.
Yeah. What about the School of the Arts? I know you, the city's not part of that, but certainly you would have a vested interest in that, I guess, going forward.
Yeah, we still own the building. We have a long-term lease with the School of the Arts. I think we're still going to continue to work with them to find a way to either make that project work or find a way to make that building work. It's a beautiful building. We did a lot of engineering and construction on southwest side of the building in terms of structural work to make sure that the building is sound. We put a new roof on it. So, we've done a lot of work to preserve the Masonic Temple, and I think that it's a beautiful building. We just got to work with the Jackson School of the Arts that's been pretty hampered, probably more hampered than the city by the pandemic, and figure out what we're going to do going forward and who we can partner with to not only bring some art and cultural activity to the downtown, but also to work on redeveloping that building and putting it back to productive use.
I know you were on last week talking about the fire department with all the upcoming retirements. Little bit of a concern there.
Yeah, a little bit of a concern. Within all of City Hall, there's a concern about always a concern about turnover and how we're going to preserve some of the institutional knowledge and experience that we have, and that's so too is the case with the fire department. We're going to be having a lot of the guys retire between now and next July, and that's going to be setting us up for some problems and some conversations that we're having right now with how we not only replace firefighters, but replace the command staff structure and do so in a way that we don't have all new command staff and all new firefighters getting on the job at the same time.
Right.
While we're also trying to figure out how we can make our city safer and make our firefighters safer by bringing more firefighters on to the city equation, because we're basically at bare minimum when we respond to calls and we're constantly maxing out our mutual aid duties. So it's something that we're looking at, but it's also something that we have to consider with all the rest of the city departments at City Hall.
How involved is the city, Derek, in the November election and preparing for that, or is it all the county?
So we're preparing. We're recruiting poll workers. In fact, we had I got to tip my hat to the city, Jackson City Clerk, and her staff, and all of the poll workers who came out during the primary. I know that there was a lot of problems in Detroit and Oakland County about recruitment of poll workers. During COVID, I know we had a spike of absentee ballots coming in, and so that reduced some of the election day turnout. But we still had all of our precincts manned with poll workers. I sent them all personal thank you notes for their work and coming out during a pandemic to make sure that we can still participate in the democratic process. And I think that we're going to be all right for the general, but, we're going to continue to, anything can happen between now and then. So we do still have some CDBG-CV funds that I think we're going to, we want to make sure that everyone that can vote, everyone that wants to vote can can do so in a very safe way. So we do have a drop box outside of City Hall where people can put their ballots into. I would encourage people, while we're continuing to engage in national conversations about the post office, to request your ballot and to hand return it to City Hall if you can.
Mm-hmm.
To put it in that drop box, or during the workday, just walk it right into the first floor and drop it off yourself. So we want to make sure everyone has their voice heard and has their vote counted.
Any controversies you want to talk about?
Well, leaf pickups coming back this year, so that's always been something of topic. But this year, we actually have all the we put things together late last year because we didn't know if we've had the funds and logistics to be able to do it. And then we got hit by some early snowfall, but we continued to pick up leaves through the winter. This year is going to be, I think, a lot smoother, and we're going to be getting information out here in the next few weeks about, schedules, because fall is coming, and while I've always dreaded the leaves and prepare for the calls about, leaves not getting picked up and bags of leaves not getting picked up and so on and so forth, I think it'll be a lot easier now that we have, four trucks out there. Our guys have gone through a season knowing how to, where some of the hot spots are in terms of leaf pickup. I think they're going to be adjusting their schedule, and we'll make for a lot easier and cleaner leaf pickup this year. So we're still going to be having people break their leaves out to the parkway, out to the curb, and we'll come by and suck it all up, and I think it'll be a lot smoother process this year.
And no meeting till September, right?
No meeting till September 8th. So that's our next meeting. We only have one meeting in September, and then we get back at it, back to two meetings in October. So we got to continuing to work on projects and policies. And I know Jonathan is putting together a lot of stuff for the council meeting, but the next one isn't until September 8th.
Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies. Appreciate it, Derek.
Hey, thanks, Greg.
Take care.